You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Devin Watkins. As Christians, we must pray for our elected leaders, even if we don't agree with their politics. That was Pope Francis's message during Mass in the Casa Santa Marta as he reflected on the readings for the day. Pope Francis at Mass on Monday morning took as his starting point the first reading from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, where he says prayer should be offered for kings and for all persons in authority. In the day's gospel, a Roman leader, the centurion, prays that his servant be healed. Pope Francis said that the centurion felt the need to pray because he was aware that above him was another who was really in charge. This awareness led him to pray.
Se non prega, si chiude nella propria autoreferenzialità.
If leaders do not pray, the Pope said, they close themselves off in a self-referential circle and in that of their party, which becomes a circle from which they cannot escape. Political leaders pray, he said, when they are aware of being subordinate to God. He then recalled a conversation with a political leader who spent 2 hours before God every day, despite being tremendously busy. A leader must ask God, the Pope said, for the grace to govern well, like Solomon, who asked not for riches or gold, but for the wisdom to govern and not become self-referential. But Pope Francis said we must not leave or abandon our leaders, even if we don't agree with them.
La preghiera di intercessione, ma è tanto bello questo che dice Paolo.
He said intercessory prayer is important, as Paul says. It is to be done for all kings, for all persons in positions of power, so that we can live a calm and peaceful life. When a leader is free and can govern in peace, he said, the whole population benefits. Pope Francis concluded by asking those present to make an examination of conscience regarding their prayer for leaders.
Ognuno di voi prenda oggi 5 minuti.
Take 5 minutes a day, he said, to examine your conscience, asking yourself if you pray for political leaders, especially if we do not agree with them. Because not to pray for leaders, he said, is a sin. I'm Devin Watkins.